They seem like the political odd couple, President Trump and Mexico's President Andrés López Obrador. When he first came into office, President Trump used some memorable anti-Mexican rhetoric and threatened tariffs against Mexico. But over the years, he and Mexico's leader have forged a strong relationship. So now Mexico is wondering, what would Joe Biden mean for U.S.-Mexico relations? NPR's Carrie Kahn takes a look.
As a candidate, remember, Trump didn't have very nice things to say about Mexicans.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people.
For his part, candidate Andrés Manuel López Obrador was no fan of Trump's either.
Neofascistas quieren construir muros.
In 2017, he equated Trump's treatment of migrants to Hitler. But fast forward to last July at the White House, and both men are celebrating passage of the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade pact. And both are heaping praise on each other.
My good friend, President López Obrador of Mexico, we've had a very outstanding relationship.
Que su presidente se ha comportado hacia nosotros.
López Obrador said he wanted the American people to know that their president has treated Mexicans with kindness and respect. While critics at home said the Mexican president was too accommodating, others like political analyst Carlos Bravo says López Obrador had little choice.
It would be very costly for López Obrador to get in a fight with Donald Trump.
Trump had been threatening to slap crippling tariffs on Mexican exports and make the southern neighbor pay for a border wall. Bravo says the Mexican president, known by his initials as AMLO, adapted.
Donald Trump clearly forced AMLO to change his migration policy towards Central American migrants.
Using Mexican troops to stop migrants from getting to the U.S. and allowing tens of thousands of asylum seekers to wait out their claims in Mexico. These concessions have put López Obrador in a good position if there is a second Trump term, says Guadalupe Correa Cabrera, a political scientist at George Mason University.
If Donald Trump wins the election, it's going to be perfect for him because he would have shown his loyalty and he would have made a good bet.
A Joe Biden victory might be trickier at first for López Obrador. In what was seen as a snub, he refused to meet with Biden or any Democrats during his summer visit to Washington. Biden, on the other hand, went out of his way on a stopover in Mexico in 2012 to meet with then-candidate López Obrador. Dan Restrepo, a former Obama advisor on Latin America who consults with the Biden campaign, doubts there will be hard feelings.
If Joe Biden is elected president of the United States, he's going to work to advance the national interest of the United States and not his personal interests.
When he was vice president, Biden promoted aid to Central American countries and pressured their leaders to curb corruption in hopes of stopping the migrant flow north. Restrepo says a Biden president would find ways to cooperate with López Obrador on immigration. For their part, Mexicans will be watching to see if a President Biden visits Mexico. Every president since FDR has, except for Donald Trump. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.
And in the days ahead, we'll have other reports from NPR's international correspondents about what a change in the White House might mean for leaders around the world who have forged close ties with President Trump.